This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
In the sense of, no, that's the first sheet. That's Yisrum Shav. You see, you picked up one and you didn't find it, so that's how much like you're Yoytzebot. So there's one type of Yisurin when a person goes through the normal, not wear and tear of this world. Now he's going to have another whole different type of Yisurin. V'intishav atayim yizayin. Mifurish betorshes Yisurin shal nisoyin. So he had been resisting saying that there's just schar for having tzar or tzaris or something like that. What about nisoyin? Kigoyim v'l kim nisa savron. So that noischa meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu made life difficult for you to check you out. Tshuva l'shelasu. Kein hadava v'kach emidem. Yes, it's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does test people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu menase. V'loi kol adam. Ela menasu es chasidov. People who are special. Shenem Hashem tzarek yivchay. Kach dorsu gracious rabbah. So the Chazal dashen this on this passage on the parish of the Akedah. Hayyotze hazeh kishu bedik as kifshaynoi. When somebody is making pottery and he wants to know if the pots came out well or not, these are pots made of ceramics and they're fragile if they're not made well. In a bedik and kanim royim sheina maspik lahakish parmaser shushayvei. It doesn't take the weak ones and knock on it because it might shatter. Ubi mihu baidek, bekan kanim yofim. Shafilo makshen kamponish bar. So the Lashon Chazal is a few different shyness. One is when he shows off his wares to other people, he knocks on the ones that he thinks are going to withstand it. You don't try out those that you think are going to collapse. So what is this insane? She yovalem b'avodasa shakadosh baruch v'asiyas mitzvoisav teyaf amol. This nisoyin, the idea of nisoyin, is not the hardship in itself. In other words, let's take an example. Avraham Avinu sitting outside, you know, kechayim ayoyim. So the difficulty of sitting outside in the hot sun and sweating after an operation, that tsar in itself is not the yisurin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings on you to give you schar. You don't get schar for schwitzing and having a rough life. The yisurin was that he would pick himself up and greet the guest and extend himself to the guest. So a yisurin means a hardship which makes the act you do harder. I want to take a simple mushroom, but it's very helpful when we understand these things. A person works out, I know he runs. He's a runner and he runs. So he can run a mile in 5 minutes. And that's a workout of some sort. If he puts weight on his feet, it goes slower. And it's harder, and you sweat more, and it's more difficult. But the difficulty translates into it being a more rugged workout. So a person getting a bigger workout. In other words, the accomplishment in doing something under difficult conditions is ain't a dome to not doing it in easy conditions. So the tsar, in the sense of difficulties that you're experiencing, is something that is translates into a different quality of avoda. Let's take an example. I have Avas Hashem. How does it express itself? I learn a little. How does it express itself? I give a little tzedakah. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks somebody to sacrifice their only son, and the Avas Hashem, it comes at that price, it's a whole different world of Avas Hashem. And everybody understands that in a doima running the mile without weights or running it with weights. It's a whole different level of workout, depending on how much weight. So when a Kadosh Baruch is a person Nisoyan, so let's say for one person learning comes very easy, for another person it's difficult for one reason or another. The Nisoyan gives value to what you do accomplish, and therefore we never know the Cheshbonos. But understand that wherever there's a hardship that doesn't allow me to do what I want to do, it makes what I am doing a lot more valuable. And Akash Baruch knows the Cheshbonos, and then a person is not supposed to look for Nisoyanos. Gemara learns it from David HaMelech, who did look for Nisoyan, that's not good. But if Akash Baruch sends us Nisoyanos, then we need at least to understand what they're about.
Rabbi, the Ramban says this is by a chosid. What about by a Sam Yisrael? What would we call that?
So I would say these are things that translate each person kifima losai. In other words, the point of saying it's a chosid means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to bring out more and better. It's not a punishment, but he knows. In other words, so let's say your test is to get up for Shachris at 7:30 for Slichas, or 7:15 for Eleinu. So if for you, you might have a din chassid for that. It's you know, for you it's stretching a little bit more. You know, there's a difference in the Nisoyanos that Akeda and some of the other Nisoyanos. There was a famous, he was a big teacher by the Slanim HaChassidim. He was in some ways considered bigger than the Rebbe. His name was Rav Moshe Midner. He lived in Baranovich before the war. He was a Goyan learning and a big, very sharp Baal Avoda. He was close actor, I think, with Rav Chanan. He was very nechshav. And in that Kufa, they held of him in great esteem and so on. He was known for a lot of his sharp sayings. He once walked in and heard Chassidim talking about Mesiras Nefesh. So he mutters as he walks by Rabbi Yisai, the translation of Mesiras Nefesh means to give your life up. You know, I got up early, it was a big Mesiras Nefesh. I slept this, it was a big Mesiras Nefesh. Everything is a Mesiras Nefesh. He said, you know, Mesiras Nefesh means to give your life up. But Al Kaponim, each person could feel what he is. But it means that Kadosh Baruch is trying to bring out the best of yours and make it better. The fish is Melodim Shayis and Mitzvahs, and Maisim Toivim.
There are people that do mitzvahs when things are cushy and nice, but if it's difficult, they don't. So the Baruch Hu makes it a little harder. Why is the Baruch Hu trying? The word trial tends to mean where I don't know what will be the result, and what I'm trying out. He knows what will be. There's a difference between knowing without accomplishing how much the person is dedicated to seeing it come out l'maisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu is helping him bring it out the Maisa. So why is it called Nisoyin? Means a test, as if it's unclear. Kadosh Baruch Hu tested to see if Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. Afal pikein rishus adam biyodei im yirtze yasim lo yitzel yase. Nimtza Oisa Chosid Minaseu Hamitzvah Almitzvah Zubivadai Vefikna Nisoyim Sara Oisan Sara Mitzvah Esparashmai. So the concept of Nisoyim is the person himself. And the Ramban speaks a lot about this in the parasha Ato Yodati Keridakimata. The word Yodati doesn't mean as if Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't know, but it means now it's become a reality and it's become a Mitzvah. I want to flesh out another point doing this, because it is very important. This is a very, I mean, most of the time our attitudes towards Yisurim should not be punishment. Instead of, if a person has something that's difficult,
instead of running around, what did he do wrong, which tends to lead a person into just spiraling out and not really doing anything constructive, to think of it as a challenge. You, giving you a different set of circumstances, and you have to go forward, even with that circumstance. The understand, it's, we used to a very shallow way of looking at mitzvahs as kind, einish. We look at it as if it's kind of a game where we do different things, we score different points, Kadosh Baruch Hu tallies up all the points, and that's where we get kind of einish. So, if the mitzvahs are on, so it's like a Scrabble board, there's some spots over there that's 5 times credit, 3 times credit, so that's what you get, and so on and so forth. It's on, I know it's a childish perception. The real perception of mitzvahs and the Kamash mitzvahs is that you change and you become a different person through the world of mitzvahs. That's what the tachas of mitzvahs is. Ain't a doima the change it makes in a person, if it's easy or if it's difficult. One of the reasons when people speak about how wonderful Yiddishkeit was once upon a time, they're partially right and partially not right. Today, we accomplish, in general, we learn a lot more than people used to learn. We know a lot more than people used to know. I mean, the amount of people being able to sit and learn the years we do never existed before. Mitzvahs, the best esrig in Europe doesn't come to our Sug Bet esrig in that we pick up in Baltimore. There was a mitzias. I mean, esrig didn't grow, and that was and everything like that. Tefillin was dakis, not gasis. Everything we're far beyond it. And yet, people who knew people from those generations swear that there was much better. What's the answer? The answer is, if you're looking at the quantity, if you're looking at kind of how many mitzvahs and what grade lulav or whatever, we're much better. But things were very difficult, and when you had to mucha and work so hard to get to be able to do a mitzvah or to learn or whatever, it had a whole different impression on the person. The people were different because they sweated. It's just like the difference when you meet somebody who kind of everything's a breeze or works hard for something. The difference in his character and his person is in the daima. So when everything is served on a platter for us, it's easy, it's convenient, a lot more comes in, does not have that ratio that when a person has to sweat for a mitzvah. So nisyonis, when you have to sweat for something that you're doing, it's the change that it generates in you, the impact it has, is a whole different world. So when a person does a mitzvah in a nisyon, that mitzvah has in itself tremendous, it generates tremendous change in the person. And so it's not just a lot of schar or little schar. It has a lot more to do with the shina in the person, the what effect it has in the person. When Chazal speak about it's better one with tsar than many without tsar, those are all the same point. Anything which requires the person to be to expend himself, and it's the same thing is true by physically. If a person does some sort of form of exercise or motion that's easy, it does not affect the person terribly much. If a person does something where he has to sweat, push, pull in some way more than is easy for him, it has an effect on the person. Yudches, midazu mida toiva, eina midas nekama pranis. This is not bad, this is good. Shehu menase mishagol lefanav sheimotze sholobos nisoyin, yavos chalash kashmanu. Again, like we spoke about the ribui schar, not just more money and more credits and this and that, it's a whole different person. Well, lefikach nesnas avrong, teishim mekabal avoidazu achamura, ויסחור קיים לא ילום שנמה בי נשפטם השם קיינו שסיס את הבזה וכולו ולפיכך נסנס ישראל במדבר ישר מקבלם תרח הליכו יש המדפורס ופחם מקריקים ושלוש הגשפור תרסי ויצחה הדבר going in the midbar meant that we traveled lechtech achrai by midbar eretz lezeru means Klal Yisrael went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that it was with pachad and so on, and they got schar for it. Shenema v'zachat es kader shalich Hashem lekech zabayim shona b'midbar l'man anoyscho l'nasoyscho dasrash b'avecha. V'oyme zachat echesen roayach avas korsayach lechtech achar b'midbar b'eretz Yisrael. Nimtza nisoyin hazeh midas ha'toyva שאדם מקבל בישחר ושמוע שהקדוש ברוך הוא מסעלה ולכך הוא ידיע היכן תגיע ועשי ועשי בלב עבודו ואיכן נמשך המצוי סבו את הצוי נמצוינם this is a point that the Rambam makes in Mordor Vulchim that he's sort of saying it ברמיזה the Rambam says the word Nisoyen comes from the word Nes which means not a miracle but like a banner so Nes It's a sign for other people, you know. It's a banner. It's like some sort of sign for everybody. When people do mitzvahs, Jews do mitzvahs, so they do mitzvahs. It's nice. People look at them. Some think it's strange. Some think it's strange. That's the impact it has. When people do mitzvahs, when it's hard and difficult, and they really push themselves. And people look and say, wow, look at that level of sacrifice and drive to do it. There must be really something special about the mitzvahs that people are doing that. So we become vehicles for Kiddush Hashem. The way in which we spread the emes of Torah is when people see us keeping Torah with Mesiris Nefesh, despite difficulty, despite how hard it is, we still do it. That's when they're spoiled from it. So by doing doing it with the Sionis, we become partners in being mefarsim Shem Shemayim. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Tomorrow.